Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse.
Come on, everybody.
And carriage.
This, I tell you, brother.
Except you're in the wrong key.
I know. Well, I always am. You told me.
I'm just easy. Well, I'm not, but it was.
Hey.
You're a great singer. You know. I love the emotion.
To my kids, I am.
But hey, that song means it's time for Joe and Cindy Farini and their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. So what do you have for us today in terms of topics? Someone wrote to you, I think.
Well, we had someone who wrote and asked, we have gone from a family of two in our home to a family of eight. Our married son, his wife, and three small children, along with our recent college grad, all moved home. All is temporary, but we want to make this time special without being overwhelmed.
Wow. Without being overwhelmed. Well, sorry, right. You can't.
Yeah, really.
Next, or I mean, is this possible to not be overwhelmed in this situation?
Well, I would say yes, because we've been through this, but a little bit different scenario. We had a cousin, Christina, and Jeremiah came to live with us while they were waiting for Joshua to be born. They moved from Florida to Ohio to get reestablished here. So we welcomed them to our home, you know, while they got settled and kind of found what they needed to do here to get jobs and everything. And Kathleen had just graduated from college. And so, we had sort of a similar situation. And it was an interesting situation, but I think it would be interesting, you know, to talk to everybody about it. But I think for the most part, it went pretty well.
Yeah, what things were you intentional about certain things in particular to make it work, or does it all depend on personality?
I think all the above there, Janelle. I think for me personally, I think overall the experience was a very good one. I mean, I love my children, and I love especially grandchildren, and so having them all around us throughout the day was a great thing. But we clearly did need to set some boundaries that needed to be understood, and everybody needed to buy into that thing. And I think once those parameters were set, I think actually it got a whole lot better.
Yeah,
For everybody.
Interesting. So, yeah. Okay, so you had to set some clear boundaries. So you and Cindy went through this. Give us some of the boundaries you got to set.
Well, Cindy, she was the person that really set up the ground rules on this thing. And it was really, I think, had to do with, you know, what are the day-to-day responsibilities that had to be done? Who's going to do the cooking? Who's going to help with the cooking? What did the cooking look, you know, schedule look like? Who's going to do the washing and the cleaning of the clothes and all those types of things, because everybody has to pitch in.
Yeah,
this thing's going to work. We all have to engage in this process. You can't be slitting around expecting to be served, because that doesn't fly around the household.
Because kids do that. Yeah. Trust me, that was my weekend.
Right. Yeah, right.
So did you meeting?
You know, we've been always big on family meetings. So I don't remember specifically, because it's been a few years, but I do remember that we did have at least one conversation about how things were going to be. One of the things I really wanted to make sure is that everybody did have a part in the household. And actually, it freed me up. Having everybody there really freed me up quite a bit, because what we did was someone had the cooking responsibility. So we kind of divided it between Christina, Kathleen, and myself, but then whoever prepared the meal, everybody else cleaned up. So it wasn't like the guys got out of it. They had a part in it too. And so, then the household chores as well. And then when it came to things like laundry, the individual families kind of did their own. But it was really, you know, we loved having our kids back at home. And I wouldn't recommend it for the long haul, because I feel like what God wants a husband and a wife to do is to leave their family and cleave to each other. But we were really very, and we still would be, when we moved into our condo, we had our basement made into an efficiency so that if we were to house someone, whether it be a missionary or a child, because they're building a house and they need a place to stay for a few months, we want to be able to do that. And so we just needed to make sure that we had some things in order. So other chores also were divided, you know, between everybody. And we even enlisted little Jeremiah to do things, whether it be pick up toys, you know, little children things too. So everybody had work to do.
So now I know Len Neville's well enough to know he and I would see eye to eye on this one. What about paying for groceries? These are grown people with jobs. What, am I supposed to just buy all their groceries?
And it's your house.
Well, well, you know what? And that's the point, too. We wanted everyone to know this is our home that we're welcoming you to. So if you don't like the rules, and this was our thing with the kids all through school, if you don't like the rules, then
get
find
out.
Another place to live, because this is how we run it here, you know? But we did. We had, you know, certainly had that conversation, and we made sure that we were working in a direction that we were all working together.
And so what do you do when you set the boundaries, you have that first meeting, but life happens, especially if you got little kids in the mix? There's sometimes when you bring a bunch of people together, little things that are just like, just drive you nuts. But you don't want to be like difficult. How do you address those so that you can keep the harmony going and not be like, you know, super difficult?
Sure. Well, we have to realize all of us have whatever kinds of things that will drive somebody else nuts. So I think just keeping distance, you know, whether we travel together as a family, we try to make like a third day where everybody's sort of on their own. But in this kind of a case, we personally wanted the kids to have their own life. So I was not micromanaging, where are you going? Who are you going with? And so people, as we were here in the home, we would spend time out too. Mm. I still had my schedule of things that I did, and I didn't want to have to stop just for somebody else. Now that isn't to say that I wouldn't help, but the fact is we wanted everyone to continue doing their own life. And really, Kaz and Christina, just kind of back to your other question in terms of paying for things, we had them paying rent. So out of that rent, we paid for like everybody's food. Now, we didn't charge Kathleen rent because she was still figuring out and getting established. And we didn't do that for Christina when she first moved home. So, you know, that was part of what we did. And when it comes to little kids, you know, or just people's personalities, you know, the house was big enough that everybody could kind of go in their own direction if they needed a break, you know. You could go in the basement and watch television or play a game. You could go to your room. Everybody had their own room. So that was fine. And if they were here at this house, they could be in the basement. They could have their own little life down there. And we encourage that because they are their own family.
Well, but that's why you have to have some boundaries set clearly. But
absolutely.
What do you say to the mom in particular? Because you never stop being a mom.
Mm.
But when a grown man and his family move into their house, the mom's house, mm-hmm. you don't want mommy like treating you like you're still the baby. So how does mom adjust?
I don't know, Joe, do you think I had much of an adjustment there? I guess I'm.
No, not really. I mean,
some
like
people
any
would
relationship.
Though. Some moms are still like, oh, let me get you a breakfast for you, baby. Or, you know, mama's boys. You had girls.
There's that too, but maybe like opinions. Sometimes where you're like, well, no, do it this way. You know, where that can kind of, how do you hold yourself so that you're living together, but you're like restraining all those opinions, which is hard when you're a mom and a grandma.
Yeah. Well, I would like to, I don't know that I always do this, but I would like to say that I don't really have an opinion all the time for what they want to do because I feel like it's their life. And I loved when we were first married that my parents and Joe's parents, they were not like hovering parents who had to tell us what to do. And so I really wanted to fulfill that also in the lives of my children.
Yeah.
I have opinions if they want to know them, but if they don't choose my opinion, truly, I'm not offended because I feel like they have to figure that out for themselves.
Hmm.
So I don't think that we did that, but that would be a very hard thing to do if you are a person who feels like you want people to do things the way you want them done. Then I think that's going to be a really hard scenario.
Cindy, we have a question from Dr. Tara, one of our listeners, and she says, what would you consider a reasonable cost for rent?
Yeah.
Because
groceries for all those people, that's not cheap, you guys.
Yeah, I think I don't want to say what we charged for rent, but I would say, you know, you need to figure out like what was your normal, if it's just the two of you, what was your normal bill for food and then add the other couple to that. And because when you go from a family, in this case, the question is from a family of two to a family of eight, you're going to need to multiply those two by four. And so I would just multiply it and then have them pay that. But you're also going to be using more water, more electricity.
Yeah.
So, you want to add some of those things to it. And I would just say, if you have a monthly budget, I would just kind of, what is your gas bill divided by, you know, 8 people, and kind of figure it out from there. If you want to get that exact, I was not worried about it being that exact, but I think that's how you would do it. Joe, did you have a comment?
No, I think that was a key word there, Cindy. It was just the idea that you have to develop a budget. And that budget really is it's a dynamic thing. I mean, you are going to learn what are the expectations and what are the needs as life goes on. And as is the case with any relationship, one thing that kills a relationship more than quirky than anything is having unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
And so those expectations, really, they start coming out as you are doing life together.
Right.
And as you are processing this out, then you can begin to answer the question, what is a realistic a rent? I mean, we established a base rent. We thought, you know, that was fair, but, you know, we did need to adjust that as life went on. And they were totally agreeable to that because they realized that, you know, there was some additional cost that we didn't expect to be factored in. But so we needed to adjust to that.
And to also say that if you don't charge rent, I think that you allow for that couple or that family to get really comfortable not having to look for a job or not having to go out and be proactive about leaving home eventually. I think we, and just for the record too, I think our situation was about 6 months before they kind of each got, you know, jobs and situated, found a place to live, which was near us and really an adorable place, perfect for their family. And so, you know, we wanted them to be moving forward, but we were also really happy to have them here for the short time that they were here.
Well, and you know what else is nice is since Joe and Cindy said to charge rent, we can just blame them when this happens in our own lives.
That's
hey,
what I'm saying.
Joe and Cindy said we got to charge you rent.
Said it.
So
that's right.
Here's her number. Call her. Now, it's just about time for us to go. Any final thoughts for us, Cindy?
Well, I have just a couple thoughts right off the top of my head, and that is to plan fun things. You know, you asked about when people get a little bit irritating, you know, when you're with them every day. But when you plan fun things, like, say, a picnic in the backyard or do a theme night every so often, like an Italian dinner or something like that, or game nights, you kind of break the monotony of what the norm is. And when you have fun, a lot of those things are not so, if you will, important, and it makes it a lot more fun. And then just in terms of a closing thought before we leave here too, you know, we're going to be this weekend along with Dr. Steve Gersovich and others, Janet Parshall, we're going to be at the Inclusion Fusion. They have a great ministry to special needs, and they're going to have two tracks, a ministry track and a family track. And Joe and I will be speaking on marriage for the special needs families. And that will be on the family track. And also people like Katie Weatherby, Jolene Philo, Colleen Swindoll Thompson. There's going to be a great lineup of people coming from out of town.
We're going to be there too.
I know you are. Can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah. So thanks again, you two. And please go to get registered. There's a special coupon code for that event as well through our good friends at Key Ministry. It's the word Moody. Gets you $10 off registration. So find out more information at our community calendar at moodyradio.org/Cleveland. Also, find Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters by searching for My Marriage Matters on Facebook, or go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. Thanks, you two.
Perfect.
Thanks so much.
Thank
you. Have a good one.
Have a good day.